Hello everyone, hope you all had a beautiful weekend. Welcome to my podcast, Little Mind Chats. Minds are little, not our thoughts. I'm your host, Siona Vikram. Have you ever wondered why our parents are so worried about getting us educated? Yes, yes, you're right. They hope we could have better knowledge, read, know more, and even be better informed. Along with all this, they hope our education can make us be a part of bigger discussions along with improving our vocabulary. Am I right? If your answer is yes, then news is the best way to achieve all of this and more. This is why I aim at touching upon news from across the world at least 2 times a month. Today, let's have a look at what the whole world is up to. There's always something fascinating happening all around us. If you are listening to my news episode for the first time, I normally cover news about some political situations around the world, environmental news, technological news, space news, and some catchy fun news too. Let's jump straight in. Did you know India has always been very friendly and helpful to many of its neighboring countries? In fact, India has a policy of developing infrastructure in friendly countries without any collateral benefit, meaning India does not expect anything in return to these favors. Just last month, India handed over a 50-bed, fully functional hospital to our neighboring country, Tajikistan. The hospital was rightly called as India-Tajikistan Friendship Hospital. The hospital was handed over to the Tajikistan government. It included medical equipment, medicines, stores, and support equipment, including an operation theater, x-ray machines, laboratories, critical care ambulances, and administrative vehicles. A team of Indian Army doctors and medical staff trained Tajik doctors and medical staff. Hey, you! That makes me feel lucky for being in India where hospitals are so easily accessible. How about you? Well, India is not only doing that, but the government of India has banned single-use plastic starting from the 1st of July. What is a ban? According to the dictionary, ban means it's an official or legal prohibition. Does that mean it's illegal to use plastic? Well, not all plastic, but single-use plastic items. These are items you use just once and throw them away. Things like earbud sticks, straws we use for drinking juices, spoons, forks, and even the wrapping of our ice creams. They are all banned at different levels. It's illegal to manufacture, import, stock, distribution, selling, and using. While we could think something is better than nothing, there is so much more to do about the phenomenal amount of plastic pollution happening here in India. Let's have a look at some space news. One of the farthest active comets ever spotted will make its closest approach to Earth on July 14th, and you can catch the action live online. Comet C/2017, in short K2, it was first spotted in the outer reaches of the solar system between the orbits of Saturn and Uranus in 2017 by the Hubble telescope, and was considered the farthest active comet ever spotted, although it was surpassed by a distant mega comet named Comet Bernardinelli-Bernstein last year. On July 14th, this comet will come closest to Earth. How fascinating is that? It will be approximately 168 million miles away from Earth. You wish you could see it? Your wish is already granted. Viewers will be able to watch the comet's passage online by tuning into the Virtual Telescope Project's live webcast, beginning at 3:45 a.m. IST in the early morning of July 14th. Webcast viewers should expect to see a fuzzy patch of light representing the coma surrounding the comet's nucleus. You will see the live webcast link on my website if you are interested. Here's another space news. Space travel can be injurious to your health. That is because 6 months in space leads to bone loss worth 10 Earth years. But don't give up your astronaut dreams yet. Listen on. Leigh Gabel, an exercise student at the University of Calgary in Canada, explains that our bones are a living organ. They are alive and active, and they're constantly remodeling. But without gravity, bones lose strength. Gabel and her colleagues tracked 17 astronauts, 14 men and 3 women with the average age of 47, who spent from 4 to 7 months in space. They used a cool device that measures 3D bone microarchitecture at a very fine scale. They discovered that during space missions lasting 6 months or longer, astronauts can experience bone loss equivalent to 2 decades of aging. Well, the astronauts did recover to some extent. A year of recovery in Earth's gravity rebuilds about half of that lost bone strength. There is a solution though. Increasing weightlifting exercises in space could help alleviate bone loss, says Stephen Boyd, also a Calgary exercise scientist. Ooh, and I've got something more for you. Scientists have discovered that noises sound totally different on Mars than on Earth. Have you ever imagined what it might sound like if you visited Mars with your friend and started conversing with each other? You will be superbly surprised that it's difficult to hear something on Mars. That is because someone speaking next to you on Mars would sound as quiet as if they were talking 60 meters away. I'm sure our teachers will be happy to take us there. But why does it happen? Well, one reason could be because Mars is really cold and your teeth may be chattering. The other and real reason is because of the atmosphere on Mars. Co-author of the original study, Baptiste Chide of Los Alamos National Lab, explained that the first year of sounds recorded by Perseverance has been distilled to just 5 hours. It's very surprising that the sound could vary between the seasons of Mars too. Sound loudness can vary by about 20% between summer and winter. I wonder how these scientists made this conclusion. Chide's team analyzed some of the first sound recordings ever made on the Red Planet. The recordings have been picked up by a microphone on NASA's Perseverance rover. This space robot has been exploring Mars since February 2021. What Perseverance recorded weren't the sounds of events on Mars. They were noises made when the rover fired a laser at small rocks nearby. That zap created a sound wave, similar to thunder, but on a much smaller scale. Chide and his team studied about 5 hours' worth of sounds collected in this way. If a song were playing from a speaker on Mars, higher sounds would reach a listener before the lower sounds. Within the range of human hearing, high-pitched sounds travel at about 250 meters per second. Low-pitched sounds travel slower, about 240 meters per second. Well, moving on from space news, here's a little study. Have you heard how many times parents, particularly moms, complain about their teenage kids not listening to them? Here's a very interesting research on why teens can't help turning out mom's voice. When we're young, we are very tuned to our mom's voice. As we grow into teens, our brains are more likely to be tuned for new voices. Daniel Abrams, a neuroscientist at Stanford University School of Medicine in California, explained that adolescents have this whole other class of sounds and voices that they need to tune into. The researchers scanned the brains of 7 to 16-year-olds as they listened to things said by their mothers or by unfamiliar women. As the kids listened, certain parts of their brains became active. This was especially true in brain regions that help us to detect rewards and pay attention. Those areas in adolescent brains don't stop responding to mom, Abrams says. It's just that unfamiliar voices become more rewarding and worthy of attention. Here's why. As kids grow up, they expand their social connections way beyond their family. So their brains need to begin paying more attention to that wider world. A study on girls in 2011 showed that mothers' voices still have special powers, especially in times of stress. Levels of stress hormones dropped when these stressed-out girls heard their mom's voices on the phone. So while both teens and their parents may sometimes feel frustrated by missed messages, that's okay, Abrams says. This is the way the brain is wired, and there's a good reason for it. Did you know this month, July, is Plastic Free July? Plastic Free July is an annual global movement that encourages people to reduce their plastic consumption for the whole month. What started from humble beginnings in 2011 has since attracted the masses, with an estimated 140 million people taking part last year. But inspiring people to consider their everyday plastic usage and make small lifestyle changes. The campaign shows how we can all help to reduce the impact of plastic on our planet. You could visit this website dedicated to this cause called plasticfreejuly.org. So that brings us to the end of the news episode. Now it is time for me to explain about what happened in the previous month's collection drive. I feel super, super, super happy and proud that Daffodils English School and Daffodils Foundation for Learning put up a very strong show. They showed that children's dreams do matter in school. We saw that teachers and students and even the management came out strongly in supporting for the cause of Little Wise. Parents sounded very happy and positive about this initiative too. But what did we achieve? We achieved new eco warriors to the number of 150. Apart from that, we even saw a collection of plastic that is close to 150 kilos. And guess what? This month, we were also able to send out more than 400 kilos of plastic to the recycler. You're gonna see all of this. Visit my website. I really thank each and every one of you for helping me in my collection drives, and now you've all given me more confidence to reach out to more and more schools. If you're listening to this and you attend school and the Little Wise Club was not happening in your school, please do contact me. I want to be in your school. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.